Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Blokes.
Oh, blokes. Hello. So this is our Bad Examples podcast.
Oh, a podcast.
That's very fancy.
Good. Very classy.
Yes. That's what we're being today.
It's classy.
Yes. Podcasting is classy.
Hello, Tracy. Hello.
That's fucking Australian, Jessica. One job.
Pass me the tea and crumpets.
I don't think they eat those. I think that's like a stereotype that like we in America, what do we do?
Why the fuck do we make tea?
I think everyone in this world drinks tea, but it's okay. Welcome to our charm school.
Welcome.
We will be teaching you what the fuck not to do. And I think British people curse a lot, too.
And British blokes are, they're more classy than us Americans.
Yes, dirty Americans.
Dirty, dirty, filthy Americanos.
Disgusting Americans.
All right, guys, welcome to charm school. This is going to be an all about internet etiquette, aka netiquette.
Netiquette
episode. Before we get started, because we're talking about etiquette, I want to tell you guys a really quick story about me and Tracy.
I don't even know what this is.
In the bathroom. Okay. So I have pee. What do you call it? Like
phobia?
I have like fear.
Bathroom phobia?
Yeah. Like I can't pee in front of other people.
Oh, I know exactly. I know what it is now.
So Tracy and I went to the bathroom. We're at a bar and she's like, I'm just coming in with you. And I was like, all right.
Great.
So I sat on the toilet and I'm like, I can't do it. So Tracy's like, here, I'll run the water. She runs the water.
You know, I'm putting on lipstick.
Yeah.
Like I'm not sitting there staring at
she
her.
Runs
I'm putting
the water.
On lipstick and she's like, I can't do it.
I can't do it. So then Tracy, do you remember what you did next?
I was like stormed out. I'm like, just go pee by yourself.
No, she started singing.
Oh.
Do you remember what you sang?
No.
Tan mom, tan mom, tan mom.
It's Patricia.
So you were treating me like a child, singing, running the water, and I still couldn't pee.
So I was like, whatever,
I have stage fright,
go
like
ahead.
Really bad stage fright.
I don't know why it's so weird.
I don't. I mean, my pants were down. Like the time was now.
So weird. The time you missed your window.
Like, does anyone else have stage fright, or is it just me? Like,
normal
I just
people
can't
can
do it.
Pee with their friends sitting there.
You so bad.
Weirdo.
Okay, so etiquette, you know, etiquette over the years.
Such classic Americans
it's,
we are.
Yeah, really. It's
starting it off right.
It's changed over the years. You know, we used to pick up the phone and say happy birthday, right? Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. You'd call people. Merry Christmas. And nowadays it's appropriate to send that via text. And, you know, as we're evolving and we're communicating with each other electronically, the guidelines of etiquette must evolve too. And really, what does the word etiquette mean? It's a customary behavior,
something.
Yeah, among a group of people, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the way that we all behave that's widely acceptable and appropriate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this episode was really important because some people just do things and you just want to like...
It's so annoying.
It's like the face palm.
Yeah, no, I literally sit there with the same face on all day. Every time somebody does something, it's like Jerseylicious Tracy face comes
yes,
out.
Yes, you know
time.
The face.
You guys know
the
what
face.
I'm talking about. It's like that. It's like... which I can barely do anymore due to Botox, but... It's the face.
So we, you know, we're guilty of some of this stuff too.
Yeah, I do stuff that's fucked up and wrong all the time.
So...
So we're going to play a game. We are no angels to etiquette. We do fucking the worst out of control, inappropriate shit all the time. But if you guys have failed three or more of these things, then you definitely need this episode and you definitely need our charm school.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So may class begin.
Trump all. May class take over.
May class be with you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Facebook and poking.
First of all.
I'm sorry, I had to go there.
One of my weirdest things ever in life is
if somebody pokes you. First of all, Facebook, why would you create, like, why not being, like, wave? Like, somebody waved at you.
Right.
It's way less creepy.
Yes.
So,
it's definitely, like,
Mark
a Me Too moment to get poked.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg is fucking first at fault for even creating that. And second, people who actually do it, you guys are the fucking worst. Like, you think I want to be poked by you, so you're too much of a bitch to DM me, but you'll fucking poke me? That's so weird.
Oh, my God.
It freaks me out. And if you're guilty of it, I'm letting you know to stop. I'm telling you to stop.
Do you even look? Because I don't even look. Like, at
no,
the
in
me-
the
I ignore it.
I used to. When Facebook was new, I'd be like, all these people poked me. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, at first I thought it was sexual. I was like, what does that mean? Like, and then I was like, oh, they're just trying to say hi without actually saying hi. So, like, stop being a fucking creepy weirdo.
I agree. Poking, no.
No, big X.
Now, on social media, what are the rules about following back? Do you have to follow back? And is it different on every platform?
It's different because, like, my cousin is guilty of this. He has a lot of girlfriends and he's always like, oh, my God, you got to follow them. Follow them. And I'm like, no, I'm not following them anymore. Because you know why? You know how many and how awkward it is when I have to unfollow them when you when you break up with them? Because I didn't only follow them in the beginning because they're your girlfriend. Like, I didn't want to follow them. Even people are always like fans of the show are like, can you follow me back? And I'm like, I really can't because I can't follow you and not follow everyone else. It's not
right,
fair.
Right.
So I just don't follow anybody back. I don't do it. I just follow my friends and the people that I want to, like, stalk on social media.
Like, I feel like if you want to be, like, mutual friends, like, hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, too, like, I just feel like there's no need to follow you on every platform if you're posting the same content.
All the time.
On every platform. Like, if you're going to post the same selfie to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like, I don't need to follow you in all three places.
Right. A lot of people, like, when they upload a picture on Instagram, you can click Instagram, Twitter, Facebook,
yes,
and you can add those. So it sends it all to one place. Like, mm-hmm, why would I follow you if you're doing that?
Right. So I think it's okay to not always follow back.
Yeah, I don't need to. I hate it, actually.
I actually have a story. So Denny's friend, girlfriend, like, followed me and I followed her because I'm like, oh, like, she's going to be around, whatever. They were dating forever. And he was one of his new friends from the academy. And of course, he ends up breaking up with her. So I unfollow her. And then there you go. We're out one night. There she is. And I'm like, this is so awkward
this
and uncomfortable. I'm like, why didn't you tell me you're getting back with her? I unfollowed her already. I asked you if I could unfollow her. And you said yes.
Wow.
So awkward. It's
and what
so
did she
awkward.
Say? Did she say anything to you?
No, but I was so uncomfortable about it.
Because it was very obvious and clear that you guys, like, you followed her and to only unfollow her.
Yes. And, like, clearly I had a conversation with him. I don't know. It was just weird. So I'm okay with the you don't have to follow back everybody.
Right.
Okay. This makes me nuts. Liking your own post.
Sometimes I accidentally do it because I scroll through so fast that, like, I really don't like anything except, like, even my friends are like, you didn't like my pictures. I'm like, I only like stuff that I want to save in my liked photos so I know to go back to. Like, if there's a dress I want, if there's a hairstyle that I want to try, if there's whatever, a lipstick I want to get, like, I only like things that I want to save into my thing. If I accidentally do it once in a while, yeah, but I don't ever intentionally like my own comment.
Do you guys realize that when you like your own shit, other people can see it?
Yeah. And it says
it's
one
actually
like,
the first
and
thing.
It's actually you who's yeah. liked it. It's so creepy.
Like, especially on social media, it literally says, like, if Tracy likes her own shit, it says Tracy DeMarco likes this along with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see it that you like your own shit. Don't
it's
do
so
that.
Weird.
It's
just
so
creepy.
Weird. It's such a weird move. Tracy, you just brought up something interesting that's on my list. It is... okay, so I'm jumping to this because you kind of, are you a lurker?
What does that mean?
So when you're on social media, you post mm-hmm. on social media, but you don't interact. Like, you don't like your friends' posts. So
no, yeah, I don't like my friends'
posts. So you're
posts.
A lurker.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Uh-oh, one strike for you.
Oh, no. Wait, What, so, like, I stalk people and don't like their stuff?
Like, so, social media, like, the whole point of it is to interact with other people. So, like,
I mean, I always respond if they comment on my thing. I always
okay,
respond to them.
That's very crucial. It's very important.
Yeah, like, if my... Because now the algorithm of Instagram, like, whoever you follow, it comes to the top of your page. So, I could see, like, in the past, I wasn't able to see if my friends liked or commented on something. Now it instantly tells me if somebody I follow... likes or comments something,
awesome.
I'll always comment back and respond to them or at least like the comment so they know that I saw it. I don't always like their pictures, but most of the time I comment on things.
What about Facebook?
I hate Facebook in general because all they post is
Do you give any likes?
No.
Lurker.
No. I don't. I hate Facebook in general. I literally only go there to see if somebody like personal messaged me, because
it's definitely the worst platform.
I hate it because all I see is like abused children in school, dogs that are dying, like ones that need rescuing, fucking Yulin. It's all that's up. I hate it. I actually hate it.
That shit that is also part of social media etiquette. Like, you should not be posting that shit.
It's depressing.
It's depressing.
And
it,
I don't like
everybody.
Seeing it. That's why I like, I'm never, and people are always like, oh, I sent you, my sister-in-law, she always does. She's like, I sent you an invite to something I want to go to on Facebook, because she sees a lot of like, oh, they have this for Christmas and this for Halloween, and I'm like, oh, I never see that stuff, because the worst is people that are like, oh, I sent you an invite on Facebook. You fucking think I go look at my invites on Facebook for birthday parties? I didn't even know I was invited. Send me a normal fucking text and send me a picture. If you don't want to send it out in mail, send me a picture of the invite to my text.
Or an evite is appropriate.
I don't check those either. Like, I need like direct invites, or I'm not gonna see it at all.
I'm not sure if you get another strike for that.
I don't see it. I never look at my stuff. I literally don't. I use it for Marketplace and like to say hi to like cousins and aunts that I never see.
I think you're a lurker and you need to be more interactive with your friends and
family.
Okay,
sorry. One strike for me. I'm a lurker.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Multi-level marketing. This is like the worst thing in the world. They call it
it's like
MLM.
Pyramid.
Yes. So here are some brands that your friends might sell. They're guilty of it. Yeah. Rodin and Fields.
Rodin and Fields is the worst.
The work. Scentsy. There's some like coffee shit. You drink this coffee, you get skinny. No shit. It's going to make you shit your pants like just regular coffee does. Herbalife. It Works.
I get It Works people all the time.
Okay, let me explain to you why this is. If you want to be involved in multi-level marketing, I won't call it a scheme, but that's what it is. If you want to be involved in this,
like the person who hired you gets all your sales too. That's what it is. Like, I will help a company. Like, I do a lot of promos on Facebook. Promos on Instagram. So, like, if they're like, hey, can you help me get my name out there? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll help you do that. And, like, we set up the whole deal and everything. But, like, I'm not personally selling those items, those products. Like, I don't get involved in multi-level.
Fuck no. And you know the thing? Like, the amount of people that actually make money on there and, like, get rich.
You have to be the top of the fucking pyramid.
Yes, you're the
top
of the food chain. Exactly. That's how it works. And, like, hello, there's no like magic diet pill that's just gonna like make you skinny. There's no
nothing makes you skinny.
Work from home, like, get rich is a fake. It cannot be real.
No,
there's no, that
I,
doesn't work.
I use the detox teas and I love them because they clear out your system and that's different. But like,
that's
I'm not sitting
not,
here
not
like,
what this is.
Yeah, but I'm not sitting here like, take one tea and you're skinny. Like, no, it's a clear out, it's a cleanse. Like, it's totally different.
This is what makes it bad, Tracy, is that the people that sell like Unique, for example,
yeah,
they're selling to not strangers, they're friends and family, and they're harassing who?
Their
friends
and family.
And it's just bizarre. Like the people, listen, you should keep your business, and even if that's your business,
I don't
that's
mix
fine.
Business and pleasure.
Keep
at all.
It separate. What are you doing? Like, I have another one of my Facebook friends that's involved in real estate now, and oh my God. It's the fucking worst. I'm like, get me off this
all
page.
All they do is post like their marketing. And
no,
their...
You think every single one of your friends wants to buy a house every day of the week? It's fucking nuts when you think about it. Who are you selling to?
No, post it on when you sell a mansion and we're supposed to be liking and proud of you about how you just commissioned this major mansion.
Exactly.
Then we'll like it and like support your ass and that's it. But like, I don't want to see all your listings that you have. One, I probably can't afford the listing. I'm pissed. And two, like, I don't want to know like how many bedrooms are here
Could
in a house
imagine?
That I'm not interested
I'm
in.
I'm like, you cannot make your entire profile
feed.
About business and like and nothing else. Yeah. Like, it's bullshit.
That's why I hate Facebook.
Right. That's what this is what Facebook's turning into. And the MLM people, I don't know who trained you, but you guys have all the same like
it's like a copy paste.
Yes, it's so bizarre. And then like they'll do one of these like this is my favorite. Somebody will post a picture of their teeth being white as fuck and they're like, holy fuck, I just got the best toothpaste. Like, it just made my teeth white. And everyone's like writing comments, holy crap, what is it? And they're like, DM me for more info. I'm like,
I'm
bitch,
like,
write
oh
what
my
the
God.
Hell that is.
Stop. Like, I'm not telling you the secret, but if you DM me,
yes.
I'll give you all my tips.
What
like,
is that?
No, first of all, like, and not just in one time did your teeth. I use teeth whitening, and like, it takes a long time for me to get where I was. Like,
I'm just wondering, like, in their, like, scheme book, like how that, like what's the thought process there?
It's like, oh, she's gonna DM me and then I'm gonna rope her in and
yeah.
then sell her some shit and she's gonna post it and then I'm gonna get all her followers. No, it's like, it's this is why I don't get involved.
And then the best is, like, not only do that, first they try to sell you their shit, and then they try to get you to also sell the shit.
Oh, and then they're like, you would make so much money doing yeah. this. That's my favorite, is when they're like, you guys, you should sign up, and I'll give you all the codes. Like, okay, so you want to put me, who has over 500,000 followers, you want me to be under you, so why? So I could do all your dirty work? I'm good.
That's actually
smart.
Hard
pass.
Actually, I'll give it to them. That's some good shit right there.
So many MLM are like, oh my God, I really want you to sign up and join in. And boom. And I'm like, no.
Sell these leggings. Like, fuck you.
No.
Okay. That's really one that gets under my skin. Because you know what?
It's annoying.
Fucked up to, like, it's one thing, like, if we want to support, if you have a business and we're going to support your brand. Like, I have friends that own things and I'm proud of them and I'll support them. But it's totally another thing to, like, harass people and, like.
Like, I'm not shoving Princess Armor clothing down my friend's throats. I'm posting, hey, if you like this outfit, this is where you get it.
Right.
I'm not like, oh, do you like this outfit? DM me and I'll make you love it, and then you try to sell it too. Like,
yeah,
no,
so
if you
weird.
Like it, here's the website.
Oh, it's such a weird concept. Can we talk about how spring is here, and that means summer is around the corner, and that means it's time to seriously start getting into shape. I'm going to do it this year with Open Fit. Open Fit is a brand new streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your own home for only 10 minutes a day. That's right. Now you have no excuse not to work out. What's great about Open Fit is they understand that everyone has different shapes and body sizes, so they custom tailor the workouts to you. And I don't know about you, but when I go to the gym and I want to take a class, it's hundreds of dollars extra on top of what I'm already paying monthly. Right now, during the Open Fit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text bad examples to 30, 30, 30. But with Open Fit, not only do you get to take classes, but you're going to get to work with these amazing trainers. And these trainers know how to get you results quick. And that's because they're the best of the best. Forget all the stress around working out and just press play. They have a workout called 600 Seconds with celebrity trainer Devin Wiggins. Doesn't that make your mind go, oh, I can do that? You'll get full access to Open Fit, all the workouts, and even nutritional information totally free. Again, just text bad examples to 30, 30, 30. Okay, let's talk about group texting.
I hate and love this at the same time.
Yes. I think if it's done right,
I had to get
awesome.
Out of one of our group texts because there's like 15 people in it, and like they'll just talk randomly, and it's like my guy friends and girlfriends are in it together, and then they added me to it after we were in my friend's at her wedding in DR, and I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of this because you guys like just talk about weird shit all day. Like, I can't handle it. Then I have like my 5 best friends that were in a group text.
That's
like,
a great one.
That's a great one because mm-hmm. we're constantly going back and sending each other memes and like all this fun stuff and like laughing and joking and making fun of people. And
yes.
that's the best one to be in.
So I'm in what I like to call the group chat from hell. First of all, 19 people.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's too many people.
No, I think 8 is my limit.
And that's even a lot.
Eight's
think about
a solid
8
number.
People like talking. It's a lot. So 19
mm-hmm.
is absurd. So it started out as a Super Bowl text.
God.
First of all, make it clear. Hey, if you have to send one out, if you have to send a group text, which really there's no, you should text everyone individually for having a party, but whatever. You send it out and say, do not respond to this message.
Yeah. Disclosure.
Like, here it is. Side text me if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. But nope. That group text message is somehow today. What month are we in? March.
March.
And it's still alive. And now people in that group text have asked for money. Okay, so
get the fuck out
somebody,
of here,
somebody sent a message and said, hey, like, I don't know, my coworker has cancer. Like, can you donate
no.
to their GoFundMe, right?
That's another thing. I don't post GoFundMes.
It's
I don't,
fucking
it's,
nuts.
It's how am I supposed to say who is more deserving? The child who has cancer or the 90-year-old who can't afford the form, their funeral
or the abused dog.
Or
that's
the
who
abused,
I always
Or the abused dog or the woman who has 3 kids who can't afford rent. Like, how am I supposed to be the judge of that? I just don't post any. And I feel awful for people who need it. And I've been there with my father-in-law, but like, I do not post anybody's GoFundMe.
If it's family or friends, it's different. Someone you know personally, but if it's your coworker's like cousin, like,
but people just
insane.
Assume I'll post it because I have a lot of followers. Like, that's messed
Could
up too.
Could you imagine you'd have your whole page would be GoFundMe if you posted every single one people asked
I
you
get
to share.
Like 100 messages
I know.
A week of GoFundMe.
Yeah,
a week. There's 7 days in a week, so I'm supposed to post what 40 GoFundMe is a day to catch up with how many you people need. Like, I can't do
no.
it. It's not being insensitive. It's I literally just can't. I don't have the patience, the time, or the space on my page.
So let me tell you how this group chat went down. So they sent the link, right? And then, so there's 19 people. So some people started sending like money. He's like, PayPal me, whatever. For every person that did it, he was like,
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Thank you, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Like, throughout the entire day, calling people out who did it so that you'd feel fucking dumb
if
you did it. And I'm like, this is literally my nightmare. Get me out of this fucking group chat.
Did you leave it?
You know, it like says like you've left this group chat when you leave.
It's like the ultimate face in your face, like
yeah,
palm in
is.
Your face. It's like, get the fuck
it
out of
is.
My face.
Honestly.
Jessica has left the group chat is like the most fuck you thing you could ever do to somebody.
I'm also in another one with almost 20 girls for
What's
a bachelorette
wrong
party.
With you? Why are you in these giant group chats?
Okay, so I'm in one for 20 girls for a bachelorette party. I don't know any of the girls. I know two girls.
No, that's miserable.
So I don't know who's fucking talking. I don't know any of the phone numbers.
Yeah, oh my God, that's even worse. That's what we
it's
had for
brutal.
A bachelorette party.
It's
we
brutal.
That.
I'm like, I feel like, do you feel like proper etiquette when there's that many people is that there should be an email? It's easier to keep track in an email.
I think that everyone at that point, if there's that many people, they should be grouped up into who they're friends with. Like, okay, Jessica, Tracy, and this one are in a group, so I'll put them in their own private group chat. And then, like, not a 19 fucking person group chat. That's like almost as many people as you could fit
on
a bus.
It's hard because even I want to go back and find information about
like the
where we're staying, the flights, and I can't find anything because there's so many people
and they,
talking.
And not only that, they keep going, and so you can't
yes,
scroll up.
Exactly.
It's so annoying.
Exactly. So like, I feel like for something with like information you need to know, it should be put in like an email format. I don't know. There's got to be a simpler way in 2019 than group texting.
I don't know. It's so annoying. I hate group chats so much.
I think what you said, Trey, like you have to have a small group of friends, make it your best friends.
That's, we call it level up.
Level up. Name that group. Don't you have to name the group?
Yeah, we name the group. It's called Level Up and it's all of us and we just talk about whatever random. And it's not all the time. Some of us don't even respond. Somebody just sends a meme and we all like it and then we never speak.
It's perfect.
It's
I love
amazing.
That. What a dream.
It's
what's our group chat called, Tracy?
Trash Talking Trio. It's you, me, and Ashley and it's amazing and we find the weirdest stuff online and then we send it to each other.
And
just
we don't
cry.
Talk to like catch up or to see
we
how
don't
each
talk
other
ever,
are doing.
We just talk shit.
Yeah, that's like
it's the whole, it's called Trash Talking Trio.
Like if you've been brought up in our conversation, we've talked shit about you. The end.
Yeah. It's Tracy, Jessica, and Ashley, and we all just sit there. And like we usually start out in the morning, like one of us will be like, look what I fucking woke up to, and we'll send it, and then we just laugh. And that's
sometimes
it.
I'm like, my day literally started off horribly because you pissed me off already by sending me
yeah.
this idiot's like Instagram
yeah.
post.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Okay, tagging your friends' pictures. Tracy, what's the rule here?
Wait, what do you mean about this?
So,
oh, like I find a bad picture of them, but I look cute and I tag them in it. Bro, no. Hard no. Like, why? First of all, I'll literally sacrifice my cuteness for my friends to look cuter.
She's done that for me.
I
know
literally
that's
have posted better pictures of my friends than, like, you think I like all the pictures my friends post of me? Not all the time, but I can't complain because guess what? If we take five and you like two out of the three and I like the opposite three, we're all going to post different pictures. I can't complain about it. You guys got to post the ones you like, but I'm never going to sit there and be like, oh, she looks awful in this. Let me tag her so it shows up on her page. Why the fuck would anybody do that? It blows my mind.
It happens all the time.
It blows my mind.
You ever get tagged in a picture from a wedding?
Oh, when like, you're like dancing and it's horrible angles and I'm
horrible.
Like, why would you feel the need to take, I'm sweating for 3 hours
even
now.
Why upload a picture of me alone on the dance floor?
I just did the fucking twist for 2 hours and you want to tag me? Like, I'm good. Bye.
Okay, what about posts that are straight up attention craving, like cliffhangers? So on Facebook, you see a post that literally just says like, "That's it, I'm done dating, nothing else," or like
thirst traps, but Facebook thirst traps.
Oh, it's, and then there's 30 comments. What's everyone saying? What happened? What's wrong?
And then no one responds. And you're literally just like, if you don't fucking tell us what's going on, we're deleting you as a friend. That's what's gonna happen.
I mean, you've seen that before. People are like,
I'm clearing house.
I had the worst day ever. Like, fuck everybody. And you're like, people are like, you good, bro? And then they don't respond.
Then there's the opposite of people who in detail post, oh, I had to drive to the city, back to the city with the baby, blah, 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 and like full fucking detail of her every breath that she took that day. Then, oh my God, there was 15 people online for Starbucks. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't want to know that either.
I feel like those people are also guilty of the humble brag, they'll be like, can't believe I have to travel for work again. And it's like, checked in, first class, heading to Paris. Uh-huh. And you're like, huh?
Yeah. No, it's really fucking annoying. And the humble brag is pretty epic, though. If you could pull off a low-key humble brag, like, you're on another level of skill sets.
It's true. It is a skill set.
Yeah, no, it is. Most
people are very obvious, and you're just like, oh, God.
Yeah, this kid that I'm friends with on Facebook, he posted, like, Paris, then London, then Italy, backpacking. And I'm just like, bro, first of all, if you think I give a fuck about you and this kid traveling together, like, nobody gives a fuck, especially me. I'm probably unfriending you at this point. I unfriend people so fast. Like,
yeah. Well, those are the statuses that can get you unfriended really quickly.
Well, okay, my husband's best friend, and my daughter's godfather, same person. I unfriended him because he posted a lot of like political shit, and I'm like, Echo, you're annoying me, and I unfriended him. We're not friends on Facebook anymore.
Hold on.
Love him to death. Will like do anything for him, but I can't fucking be friends with him on Facebook because he never ever stops posting political shit of any kind or like
that's a
earth
huge
stuff,
one, especially with 2020 coming up. It's a huge one.
No, I don't want to know. Anybody who talks politics, I basically unfriend you.
It's
I can't handle it.
It's fucking insane. First of all, it used to be something that like was inappropriate to talk about at the dinner table because it's a very personal
Choice. And
like,
you can't bribe people one way or the other.
No,
it's their opinion is that's it. And I don't even try to fuck with it.
A huge thing in etiquette school that we really want you guys to stop doing is arguing with strangers on the internet.
Yeah.
It is such a negative, like it is so pointless and stupid.
Like these people are living in the middle of nowhere, sitting behind their computer screen arguing back with you. Like,
please,
what's going on?
Please, think about the people that are... when you see how fast some of these people respond to, no jobs, no life.
They're sitting there waiting for you to respond.
Yes.
The alert is on.
Bingo.
Their alerts are on.
So, no politics. No arguing about politics. It's all for the birds.
Think of what else is the no, is like hard no. Politics and something else that people shouldn't be talking about. Oh, politics and religion are big no's.
Religion is another one.
Oh my God.
Do you really need to thank God on Facebook?
Well, this
does
is
he
the
see
thing
that?
Is that no, does he see
like
bye.
Does he have a login?
Does
like
he see that?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Do you know what I mean? It's like a weird place to like
I can't. Like, okay, so for instance, Corey is his family's Jewish and mine is Catholic. So when we were choosing how to raise the kids, we decided that we were going to have the girls be baptized and be raised Catholic, and my son was going to follow Corey's tradition because he's carrying on the name. So everyone's like, oh my God, when are you baptizing Julian? And I'm like, I'm not. And they're like, well, what do you mean you're not? Your daughters are baptized. I'm like, this is the fucking shit I don't discuss. It's what works for our family. We are an inner religion family, like, not interracial, but interreligion. And that's almost just as hard as interracial because religion
no
is so
business.
Fucking serious. And like, Corey's not a diehard Jewish. Like, they don't celebrate the holidays, but like, there's a few traditions that they really live by and they love. And like, I'm not going to sit there and disrespect you for one child out of three. Like, I got two out of three. I'm happy. My odds are great. I now have to have my son have a bar mitzvah, that whole thing. But it's like a respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's carrying on their Jewish last name. So for the respect of the family and those who have passed on, like his dad and his grandmother who would have loved this, that's what we're doing in honor of them. And I don't understand why people have such a fucking opinion about it. Like, it's crazy. Like, even like when I would explain it to people, they'd be like, I don't get it. And I'm like, well, this is why I don't talk about it, because this is just how it is. And I don't really need to discuss it.
It's not. Yeah. It's
like it's not a debate. It's up for debate.
I was gonna say it's an insane thing to like try
to
stick their nose
about.
Yeah,
it's just weird that they care about it.
This one has kind of something to do with all that, and you have a lot of experience with these people, but don't be a troll.
Oh my God,
it's a big one for 2019.
I literally block, I want to say like 50 to 60 people a day. And some of them, you guys have no idea. They'll comment something. I'll just delete their comment and block them. But there's always that one person that catches me on like the bad fucking day. And instead of just being the bigger person, I'll write back something sarcastic to them and then let my followers attack them. It's not bullying. It's they're standing up for me. I'm just allowing. And then also whoever likes this troll's comments, they're doing my fucking dirty work for me. I'm then going to that likes and I'm blocking all the people who fucking liked them.
So I want you guys to know that if you don't want to be blocked by Tracy,
don't even blink on my page.
Here's the thing. So my husband was out one night.
This is hysterical.
This girl, and this girl was like, oh my God, I love bad examples. Like, please have Tracy unblock me. I've been blocked for, I love her. I don't know why I got blocked. Like,
she probably liked a comment that I was happy with.
She's like, please have me unblocked. So Dennis is like, yo, do me a solid, make me look cool. Like, get her unblocked. So me and Tracy are sitting there looking
at her. So Jessica's like, my husband told this girl that you'll unblock her. I was like, no, she's not getting unblocked because she did something to get blocked. And Jessica's like, come on, she's such a nice girl. And I was like, fine, whatever. So I was like, give me her Instagram name. I'll look her up and see how I feel. I'm fucking scrolling through hundreds of thousands of blocked pages. And I had to give up after, like, I want to say it was 25, 30 minutes.
There's no way to search a name.
There's no way to search the name. So if you guys get blocked, fuck, you're done forever.
That's done.
Don't
because be like,
I can't find your name.
Yeah.
No, I can't find your name. So it's virtually impossible.
And you looked hard for me. I mean, we were looking for 20 minutes
At least 20 minutes. I was like, I got to give up because my fingers are hurting. My eyes are starting to twitch. Like, I can't find this person. It could be another 35 minutes.
I still think Tracy's so against this. I think it'd be so funny one day to unblock everyone that's been blocked and just see what happens. Like, that day would be so funny.
I have thousands. I would have to sit there and personally unblock
each and every
person.
Oh, there's no way to just like...
unblock all? No.
Oh.
No, I'd have... thousands. I went from, okay, ready? Guys, this is how many people I blocked. I went from 569,000 people to 544 because that's the amount of people that I've blocked. Okay, so that's like 20,000 people.
Lessons.
And it's literally like if you like something that, or you're like, this is my favorite. Why do you Photoshop your kids? I'm like, I don't Photoshop my kids. You think I would make them skinnier? No, because their eyes look clear. I enhance the entire picture because an iPhone picture usually sucks. I sit there and I fucking enhance. I do contrast, I do saturation, all the stuff on Facebook. I mean, on Instagram that offers it to you before uploading a picture. Sometimes even change like the color of the photo, that type of stuff to enhance it to be the best picture it is. That doesn't mean that I'm Photoshopping. That means I'm editing a picture to make it look more clear and beautiful. It doesn't mean I'm sitting there like making my daughter's thighs skinnier. Like, she's how she is. Like, and people are like, oh, you Photoshop Julian's eyes. The kid's got crystal blue eyes.
They don't even know,
like,
what Photoshop means.
Photoshop is like when you physically edit yourself to look like something else. That's not what it is. I'm enhancing everything that they already have. I'm literally just making it more clear because iPhone pictures fucking suck.
You need a break.
Sometimes I just need like to get it off my chest, and then I go shopping. I have a little retail therapy and I feel better about myself. And Jessica found like this adorable store, and it's like,
I'm all about websites that are super easy to use because I have zero patience. Shopping on ModCloth is super easy. They have everything broken down into categories. So like, for example, they have a whole category for rompers and jumpsuits. So I'm all about that. And I literally cannot wait to get what I ordered.
Yeah, so cute. Like trendy, but throwbacks. Really, really cute stuff.
We love ModCloth, and we love them because of their size ranges. Everything from 00 to size 28.
So everyone has the option to find like really cute stuff.
And they do complimentary sizing and styling. So you could message one of their stylists and get
That's
help with
cute.
That if you're not sure what size, you know. And we have 15% off for you.
Oh, very nice. All right.
So let's see. To get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com. That's modcloth. I can't read. .com. And enter code bad examples at checkout.
This offer is valid for one-time use only, and it expires June 9th, 2019. So get it now. As soon as you hear this episode, put down your stuff. Go buy some cute vintage.
Yeah. 15% off. I mean, that's a pretty good code.
No, I love it. I think it's good.
Enter bad examples at checkout, modcloth.com. Oh, talking on the phone in public. So
I hate talking on the phone in general.
Have you ever been getting your nails done and somebody next to you is having a full-blown fucking conversation?
More importantly, when they're FaceTiming somebody.
That is also on the list
here. FaceTiming somebody in person and I can hear your whole conversation. Sometimes I like the mystery of not knowing what the fuck the other person's saying and I don't really need to see their face as they complain about their boyfriend's, ex-husband's, dog walkers, whatever. Like, I need to not hear both conversations in my ear while I'm relaxing, getting a fucking foot massage at the pedicure. I don't want to hear it. I've literally
fought with people at the nail salon over this because I've seriously was getting a pedicure and this bitch was having a conference call with her boss and some other idiot on speakerphone.
I want a scissor kick people.
And the whole place is silent. There's no fucking music and the whole room has to hear this call.
I'm like, this is so fucking rude. Am I getting paid? Am I on salary at this point? Because why am I listening to your conference call?
There are wireless headphones. There are no reason to do anything today without them.
I know.
There's no reason.
I just also think you shouldn't be talking on the phone in public in a quiet area like that. Like,
yes, it's very
bad. That's like
bad.
Talking on the train.
It's a big faux pas.
That's crazy.
Totally talking on the
like,
train.
Like when Corey's always like, oh, don't call me. I'm on the bus on the way home from work. And I'm like, but you don't have to say anything. Just let me talk. Yes or no me.
You don't have to sit there and
tell me how your day was. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know, like, are you going to be home at this time? Are you be home for dinner? Like, what time are you doing? Like, that's all I need to know.
But you know why there's like actually like signs on the bus now that say like
no cell phone.
It's insane in the doctor's office because people are that fucking dumb.
They're inconsiderate.
Oh my God. When you go on the, not the train. What is it that goes into the city? The
subway?
No, like the path? Right here in Sea Caucus.
The path?
Whenever I'm on that, it never fails. Somebody's having a full blown conversation.
This is why texting is so important.
Texting is so important. Or wear headphones. It's just so rude. I can't explain that more to you guys. It's if you're guilty of that, shame on you. Same thing goes with listening to something without your headphones in. I've seen people just like watching videos on their phone.
Oh, listening to music.
It's bizarre.
Off their phone.
It's so weird.
Off their phone. I'm like, what if I hate this music? What if you had any consideration for anyone around you?
Isn't that the craziest shit?
I don't understand it. I really don't.
You're enjoying the TV show? Oh. That's nice.
How how does the season end? Let me find out by eavesdrop listening to the person sitting directly next to me on my seat. It's so fucking annoying, man.
It's so annoying. If you want to learn not to be annoying, like, don't do that shit. Mm-hmm. It's crazy rude. When you're texting somebody and they use emojis, isn't it appropriate to use emojis back? Like, isn't that like an unwritten rule? Like, if, like, let's say someone you don't even know that well, like, texts you and is like, thanks, love you. And you just, like, they put a heart. Like, you're like, thanks, bye. And you also put a heart.
More than likely, like, I'm emoji etiquette. With a heart. Just because whether I like you, hate you, don't care. It just softens the blow. Like, even if someone's like, hey, can you cover my shift? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. It always ends in a heart because it softens the blow. They don't hate me as much.
It's emoji
like,
etiquette.
She sent a heart. Like,
I agree. Use those emojis to your benefit. And if somebody uses them to you, you use them back.
Also,
it's just like how it is.
Also, they're great for when someone's really fucking awkward and you have nothing to say and you just put an emoji. It like saves your whole life because you don't really have to answer anything else.
Miley Cyrus was doing an interview and she says that she always has a new phone number. So she never knows who's fucking texting her. She never has numbers saved. So she talks in emojis because she doesn't know who she's talking to.
That's so funny.
So somebody will be like, you want to go to the city tonight? And she'll just put like rainbow, sparkle, tiger. And I'm like, wow, that's genius. Like, it's amazing. Okay, so this makes me so annoyed. You definitely see this on social media. I feel like unless you're a Kardashian, there is no reason to be saying, like, I'm so excited to announce.
I'm guilty.
Okay, so you kind of, come on.
I don't know. I had a nail polish line come out.
I'm excited to announce. And then they'll be like, I went to the dentist and I have no cavities.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I had a nail polish line come out and I was a collection and I was really excited. And I go, guys, I'm finally able to talk about it. And I announced it.
Is
that a strike or no?
No, that's not a strike.
Okay.
You know that's not a strike.
Well, I don't know.
Congratulations, by the way. I love the colors.
Do you love them?
I love the colors.
Look, I have them all on my hand right now.
I love the one that's
obsessed.
Broken, especially.
Thank you. I just broke it in the car on the way. That's one's
you
girl talk.
You should post that color later. Be like this color.
It's my favorite. It's the green.
That's my favorite too.
Yeah,
it's so unique.
The green.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album. Pop Apologists. Pop Apologists.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Anyway, this is one coat just to make you feel better about yourself.
Okay, love keep the green.
Continue.
So again, like, really, there's most people that are using the term I'm excited to announce are not
people who are hyping themselves up.
They're hyping themselves up. There's nothing to announce.
If you're announcing you don't have cavities, then just go take a fucking nap because I'm over you and your whole entire existence. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited to announce.
And like, we don't need to know like every little step of your career. Like, you, I don't need to know that you like got promoted from like fry flipper to like cashier. Like, it's just a ridiculous. It's just like, it's
fry
just
fry flipper.
You know what I mean? Like, people are literally like, I'm so excited to share with you and announce I've been, or they're like, oh, I can finally announce, and you're like, oh shit, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, and what pregnant, is it? And yeah, then it's nothing. Like, no Jess, you're definitely guilty of the I'm so excited to announce.
Oh yeah, I've definitely done that. It's so embarrassing.
You have one strike. I have one strike.
Yeah, let me see. I mean, do I have other ones with I not being honest?
Yeah, let's get into it.
I'm probably guilty. I'm definitely guilty of like the too many selfies.
Oh,
that's definitely one.
I feel like I am guilty of selfies. You know what else I feel like is like super etiquette? Men using our like shampoo products and conditioner products. Like, I have really good stuff that like coconut infused stuff that I use in the shower, and I'm like, I find Corey, it's like half empty. Not only that, he doesn't evenly distribute the shampoo and conditioner, so my shampoo is always gone, and I have five fucking bottles of conditioner.
That's annoying.
Isn't that so annoying? He uses like my products because they just smell good and they're not too girly, but they like refreshing. And I'm just like, I wish I had a place to like find all stuff for guys there. And I finally have Duke Cannon.
Duke Cannon.
Seriously. It's basically like a one-stop shop for guys. And I've been using it for Corey because I'm just sick and tired of him using all my female products. So I got him like all these like manly
hygiene products.
Hygiene, like just like stuff that he needs, like shampoo, conditioner, even like beard oil or stuff like that.
For the manly man.
This is for men who steal your stuff and won't admit to it. And then when your shampoo is all gone, he's like, what do you mean? I didn't use that. And I'm like, here's your own shit. That's what we're getting from this.
We were dying laughing. We're like, what does Duke Cannon want with us? And you got a man, you got to check out this website.
Yeah, no, they're like superior quality grooming goods that like meet every high standard you could ever have. Like, the guy who like thinks he like is bougie, like my husband's very bougie, he loves that. Like the big ass bricks of soap. Do you know what I mean? They're like three times the size as my dainty little like soap that's shaped in this like a shell.
I feel like this is also a good site too for men that like don't want to use girly products.
Yeah, he wants that nice smelling product, but he doesn't want to use my stuff. Yes. Like, I would love that.
Yeah, so this is what Duke Cannon is. Like,
DukeCannon.com. You guys get 15% off your first order with the promo code Bad Examples, and it's actually free shipping for over $35.
Oh,
worth
that's
of stuff.
Nothing.
Right. So just buy your man, sick. Like, even just try one order and see if you like it, and you'll feel so much better because, like, super etiquette is like him using your stuff and then lying about it and say he's not using your stuff. Like, my lotions, my body cream, my face mask, like, whether it's like an air freshener spray or like a body mist. He doesn't use it as a body mist. He uses it like a fucking air freshener. And I'm like, these are expensive. Like, whatever it is that like guys love products that smell good, but they don't want girly products. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they want like their manly smells, like Axe and stuff. So they want that like super high manly, like I walk into the room and you could smell me, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like that's what they have.
Like
there.
A guy that walks in with like a hammer ready to chop down a tree. You don't chop down a tree with a hammer. What do you do?
Yeah. It's like an axe.
Yes.
It's like manly shit.
Yes.
Like burly man.
Yes, I burn this wood and that is
I
how
burn
we
this
get
wood.
Heat.
I
this
make
house.
This heat. No, seriously, that's what I feel is like it's just annoying when they do that. It bothers me. It's like one of my pet peeves. It's like yours not leaving the seat down. Mine is like using my stuff and then pretending you didn't use it.
Oh, God. Now I'm all annoyed over the seat thinking about it.
Yeah. Like, I've walked into my room and it smells like angel perfume. And I'm like, did you use this because you farted and the room smelled like that? Like, did you really use it as an air freshener? You know how expensive this shit is?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, my whole bedroom smells like this.
Boys are so dumb. Okay. Speaking of me raising my voice, never write in all caps.
Oh,
How dumb are you?
I always write. When I want to be yelling in text message, you should see me in Corey's text back and forth. I'm always in all caps because I'm yelling at him.
Correct. So Tracy's using it in the right way.
Oh, am I? Okay.
Yes, because you are yelling. But if you're fucking putting up like...
Oh, just constant all text?
Yes.
All caps?
Yes.
Oh, no,
or
no,
you put up an Instagram post that's like,
I think you're yelling at me.
Took the dog for a walk today.
I think you're yelling at me.
People don't understand. Exactly.
It's
they
like
don't understand that. Exactly.
What's like red marker? You can't write with red. That's why you don't sign checks with
red
marker.
I want to see your text for Corey now.
Here we go.
Does he ever write caps back or is it just
Yeah,
you?
It's like, I fucking get it, Tracy. All in caps. And when he, look, all caps. Look, that's him yelling. Because last night he came home and I guess the door was locked because I thought I unlocked it. And he was like, are you fucking serious? It's freezing cold out. The door is locked. And I'm like, it's open. Come in. What are you talking about? He's like, I'm freezing outside. Where are you?
So that's a really great example. Yeah, that is the appropriate way to write all caps. But if you're writing in all caps, just like.
See, unlocked. Look at the word unlocked because that's me yelling. You see, we use the all text all the time. That's how we know that we're yelling at each other.
Amazing. Amazing. That's good. That's a great example of the proper way to use it.
Yeah.
It's not a good example if you're on Instagram and all of your posts have captions that are in all text.
It
that's
just
fucking
looks like
weird.
You're like mad at everyone. The world.
So I think this is very, this is something that's also changed. I don't think it's appropriate to call somebody on the phone unless you say like,
hey
I'm
going to
call you.
If we're texting and I immediately get a call, I think you're either dying or someone's chasing you or we're going to get in a fight because there's no reason to call me. If we're in a full blown text, like there's no reason to call me. You better call me and be like, oh, you'll never guess who's cheating on who, blah, blah, blah. Like it better be juicy shit to call me in the middle of a text message.
And I agree. And I think FaceTime as well. Like it should be scheduled. Like
oh,
you don't just
FaceTime. Are you kidding? You FaceTime me after 9. My face has gone back in the bag. I'm done. You don't FaceTime me after I've taken all my makeup off for sure. Cause I'm going to hold the phone at uncomfortable angles. You're not going to like how I look. It's just not okay.
I know the next one you're definitely guilty of. Don't drink in post.
Oh. Well, I'm a thirst trapper. You know that. So I do a lot of drinking and posting.
Yeah.
And then I post like stupid comments on the bottom of the pictures, like as the captions for like stuff that doesn't make or any relevance to the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guilty of
like,
that.
Like, you
sure.
know when someone's been drinking and posting because you're just like, you just side eyeing them. Like
it's like drinking and texting, though. Like, you should never drink and text.
Oh, my God. That's another one.
You need to have a friend, a real friend, take your phone away if you're that drunk.
Oh, my God.
You always
all
end
day.
Up reaching out to an ex.
I'm so guilty
or,
of that.
Yeah. Or like yelling at somebody you shouldn't have or like getting an argument with like a sister-in-law or something stupid. Because you're drunk and you're texting and like you're sitting there waiting for the response and it's just not a good it amps you up when you're drunk. Alcohol's not a friend.
No. Not with electronics.
No,
involved.
Not
it's bad.
At all. And you always
if
end
you're
up
not
dropping
your phone. Yeah.
Dropping it in your drink or breaking it on the floor. Shatters in a million pieces.
I think this is a very good rule of thumb that if you're not gonna say it to someone's face, don't say it online.
This is my biggest thing ever, is that I literally don't say to people behind their back anything I would not say to their face.
Right.
That's a huge thing. That's also why I have very little friends, is because I say way too many things that I shouldn't be saying probably, and I should mind my own fucking business, but I don't, and I say too much of what I would say.
You know, half the people online that are arguing, like, they wouldn't have the balls in person to
oh
say
like you're talking about trolls
shit.
Oh no, I've met people,
even for trolls that you don't know
names.
Like even like a friend, like if you're arguing with a friend or someone you know online, like you want to just be like, take it back a step. Like, you would never speak like that to my face. Like,
never. Half the people I know would never say some of the things they've said to me.
Yeah, that's what the internet is, just a wild. Because people get
it's,
like...
It's called
keyboard warriors.
Warriors.
Yes. Bad. Yeah, bad, like bad, bad.
Computer confidence.
What are your thoughts on voicemail?
I don't have it.
You don't even have it set up?
No.
Wow, you win an award.
Thank
play
you.
The award theme song.
Play the award theme song, Alan. I have no voicemail, and it's because I literally used to have a voicemail, and I would say, hey, guys, it's Tracy. I don't listen to voicemails, so hang up this phone and text me. Thanks, bye. And I would hang it up, and people would still leave me fucking voicemails, so I disabled it. And then they'd be like, hey, I don't know if you're going to get this, but no, bitch, I just told you I don't listen to my voicemails ever. Like, hang up and text me.
That's incredible. incredibly annoying.
It's so annoying. So I just disabled it.
I think voicemail is out. There's no reason. If you call and someone doesn't answer, shoot them a text. Hey, I called you. Call me back whenever.
Instant gratification. Instant. Because they'll say whether they can do whatever you were looking to have them do or not.
Right.
It's like so fucking annoying. I need to sit there and listen to 17 voicemails before I get to yours. I'm good.
I didn't even know you could turn that off. I'm definitely doing that. It's so annoying. And like, I feel like the only people leaving me messages are my mom or my dad, who like doesn't realize he didn't hang up and I have to hear him talk for like 10 minutes.
10 minutes after.
Yeah. It's so annoying. Okay. I'm definitely guilty of this one, which is cheesy quotes, which are appropriate if you're 17. I know we have some high school students. You guys want to like put cheesy quotes as your caption?
I'm big on, I do like quotes from music in my pictures, which is equally as cheesy. It's not like Google quotes, but it's like quotes from like rap songs, music, whatever it is.
Okay, this is a post from one of my friends. She's a 33-year-old woman, okay? Mm-hmm. I couldn't have hoped and couldn't have possibly dreamed of a better love story than that of you and me. And it's a picture of her new boyfriend.
Wow. Okay.
I mean,
I'm going to find one.
First of all, are you Shakespearean? Who speaks I'm like, where did you find this quote? You definitely Googled like love quotes and this came up and you posted it.
Nope. Then you'll see mine. It's a selfie and it says, "When I walk in, sit up straight." That's from a Nicki Minaj song. That's equally as corny, you guys. I posted that last week and I'm not even sorry about it. I steal quotes from it all the time. Ludacris songs are like my go-to quotes. It's amazing.
All right, how many strikes are you up to? I feel like
I'm at like five. It's bad now. I'm way past the etiquette. I need charm school bad.
Don't ever respond to a text with just
K. First of all, K is like the most dismissive, condescending way to, if you're mad at somebody and you write K, they know that we are still not good. If you do K with a period, don't dare fucking text that person back again until they reach out to you, because they don't want to fucking hear from you. Mm-hmm. K is, or like, okay is bad. It means like, okay, whatever, fine. I'm ending this conversation. I'm done, whatever. K is like, K, no fucking doubt.
Yes.
K period is K. Try me again. Fucking text me one more goddamn time and see what happens. It's fucking dangerous. You guys need to know texting etiquette.
Unless you're fucking super mad out of your mind, mm-mm, just don't do it.
Don't do it. Especially like the girl who writes 1,000 paragraphs to you and you respond with K. It's like that person,
insane.
You send them right into a tizzy of downward depression. Tizzy. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Okay, so Brandon is here to talk about what to do, because this is all like internet related, right?
Yeah.
What do you do when the internet goes down?
Oh, Instagram was down the other day. I checked it like I was waiting for medication. I checked it every 3 minutes. I'm like, oh, is it in yet? Is it in
like
yet?
Like you're waiting for a call from the doctor with bad news.
Like I was waiting, like my whole life was depending on it. I'm like, oh my God, I have posts to do today. I have things to do for promo and I have PR marketing stuff I'm doing. Like I can't do any of it. I sat there like a fiend, refreshed it like 45 times the other day.
Well, you are not alone. You are not. Did you see what Lindsay Lohan did?
No.
She literally tweeted, "Instagram, call me." She thought it was just her. She thought it was just her account.
I fucking can't. I love her. That's amazing.
So Brandon, please tell us what to do when the internet goes down, because no one, we didn't know.
We're all dead without it.
Should we eat the food or should we wait to grab it? We don't know.
He is there for us. Now he's there for you. Gay best friend, he'll know what to do. Gay best friend, he'll know what to do.
Hey baddies, so Instagram and Facebook both went down recently, causing everyone to make a mad dash to Twitter. What would happen if we lost all three? The social media doomsday. So here are my top 5 things to do when social media goes down. Number 1, read a book. It'll make you seem super educated. Just make sure that you scream out the window that you're reading so everyone close by knows, because you will not be able to Instagram a picture of the book next to a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, which really is all that books are good for nowadays. Number 2, drink. Just keep drinking until you can tweet again. Number 3, Take a walk. A nice walk never hurt anyone, unless you end up tripping. Number 4, go to the gym. I'm just kidding, don't do that. Instagram's down, so you can't post gym mirror selfies, so there is literally no point for fitness anymore. Just keep drinking. Number 5, okay, seriously. So you can keep hitting refresh like a drug addict, or you can go out and actually live your life. And you might just realize that life is actually pretty good without keeping up with the Kardashians. No offense. So those are my tips for the end of the world. I mean, social media going down. I love you, baddies, and I will hashtag see you next Tuesday.
Gay best friend, he'll know what to do.
I also want to give honorable mention to couples that have Facebook page together, because you guys are the worst. Delete it. Get your own Facebook account. It's fucking weird.
Guys, it's your social media. So at the end of the day, you can post everything you want. It doesn't matter. You can, whether we like it or not, it's your social media. But don't post things that you do not want us to see, or don't like things on Twitter that you don't want us to see. Mm-hmm. Don't like things on Instagram that you don't, because we see everything. There's a whole fucking explore page where it tells you every one of your followers and what they're doing, who they're liking, who they're becoming friends with, what pictures they're saving. Like, it's fucking detailed. And I have caught so many guys, and a lot of people are like, oh my God, do you know that your husband follows like porn stars? I'm like, okay, are you aware that my husband's a male and he probably watches porn, and like, it's not that big of a fucking deal. Like,
yes, you be cautious, like, of what you post. If you like, you have to know what people can,
like,
see.
Do you think it's weird to like goat fucking? Yeah, I think that's a thing. And do you think it's weird? Throwback to episode one. Do you think that we can't see that? We can see when you guys like things about foot fetishes. We can see when you like things about weird things.
Piss porn.
Like, we can see all of that, and it makes us physically uncomfortable. And this is why I want you guys to stop doing it. Be aware of what you're liking, posting, following, all that.
Also, so Facebook.
We look at you different.
Facebook has a marketplace, and I've definitely posted stuff for sale there. But I recently had a friend there, and I don't even know if she realizes that everyone could see that she posted a toilet. I just feel like there's shit stains on the bowl.
What?
It's like a weird thing to find.
First of all, who the fuck would buy a shit stained bowl?
It's so weird.
And how much did she sell it for? I'm interested.
I don't think anyone bought it. It was $100.
$100? And she should put it on the fucking street and hope someone picks it up before she gets a ticket.
And listen, these people are like super well off. Like, they don't need the extra $100. So like, I was like, this is just like interesting. Like, I don't know if she knows that, like, everyone knew she was selling a toilet. So like, these are things that you should,
like,
you know,
weird. Just be aware of,
like,
your,
I know when I go on Facebook Marketplace that, of course, everyone's gonna see.
First of all,
so
it uploads on your own page. It instantly uploads on your own fucking page. So I was selling the other day, I sold 2 zebra chairs, like those like end chairs. Got $100
crazy
for them. Was perfect. Used it to buy a fucking couch. Like, not even ashamed. And I literally, everyone was like, oh my God, I love those. I love those. And I was like, how are these people seeing this? And I was like, oh, it's obvious. It's right on my page. You guys have to be aware. And not like I cared. It's chairs. But that could have been weird things. I could have been selling like weird porn videos. And like, I need to know what people could see.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just be aware of your surroundings.
So another big etiquette thing is when something happens and everyone knows about it. For example, Michael Jackson dies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does every single person need to post an obituary to the guy?
No.
Does everyone need to post the same article that he's dead for 24 hours? Like,
not only that,
you're not the first person to share it. You're not even close.
Not
to the
only
first
that,
person.
If you die, do you think he's posting that about you? Why do you think it's necessary to be like, oh my God, I cannot believe he died, greatest of all time? Like, if there was a concert you went to, you could post the pictures of the concert and been like, wow, I'm really going to miss never getting to do this again. But like, a picture of him and like telling how much you're obsessed with the person's weird.
And it's just like every time it's the same thing. It's like Super Bowl happens. Do I need to know a play by play on the internet of everything that happened, like the same people over and over and over and over? I mean, guys, the internet should be like a fun place to share memories and photos, and like, when you some people just feel like they have to chime in because they want their voice heard, and it's just irrelevant. Do you know what I mean?
So many people I've seen fighting in comments because everyone needs to be involved in everyone else's business.
So annoying.
So annoying.
okay, so if you don't respond to a text, right?
Yeah. I'm so guilty of this. I read it and mentally respond and then type it and never send it. What is wrong with me?
Oh, Tracy. Hello, Tracy.
Don't do things like that.
Listen, mate.
Here she comes with the Australian again.
Can't help it. One thing that I think is probably bigger with the younger generation, but like they won't answer a text and then they'll go on Snapchat. That's like an ultimate fuck you.
Yeah. You're on Snapchat. Like everyone's mom has your Snapchat, by the way. Like,
yes.
I just can't.
It's just rude. And so, Tracy, like, have you ever like not text someone back and then post on Instagram and people text you and be like,
No, they haven't called me out of it, but I know that I do because sometimes I read things and don't even type a response, but I mentally I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that's great. I got to do that. And then I never respond to them. Like, and then I'll go to text them like 3 weeks later and I'm like, oh my God, why am I just seeing this? Did I never respond to you? I'm so sorry. And then they're like, 3 weeks. That's longer than it takes to get some shipping stuff in the mail. Like, are you kidding me?
That's so true.
That's so annoying. And I'm so guilty of that. I do it all the time.
Okay. When you have a profile picture, I think the biggest thing is like, it should be a picture of yourself. If it's a car, or an American flag. Like, are you a transformer? Like, why is the picture a fucking car?
Are like, you a transformer? Bumblebee.
Yeah, it's like the only other possible explanation is you're a fucking creep, right?
I mean, people, I don't know what's worse, people who don't have a profile picture or people who put stupid shit as their profile picture. Like, and then are private and then want to talk shit. It's my favorite. You don't have a picture.
Do you notice there's a correlation between the trolls and the people who don't have like a picture of themselves?
They're always friends.
Yeah.
You know why? Because those trolls are actually side profiles that these people have created. And how about like when you get blocked, all you have to do is like change your name and then unblock send that person. And I have to keep blocking the same person over and over. And I know it's that person. And I'm like, what a loser that you went. And it's not just you don't get just another Instagram. You have to go make a new email. You have to confirm it. You have to set up the whole thing. Like you have way too much fucking time on your hands, bro.
Yes.
So you guys, I hope you learned a lot from today's episode. If we've learned anything is that netiquette is so important because it's not about revolving around the internet. We need to remember that people are important. Like there's nothing more annoying than talking to somebody and they don't hear a fucking word you say because they're on their cell phones. Like in a few years when robots take over the world and we're living off electronics completely, like, all right, then be on your cell phone. But right now we still have another few years of humans. So have human interaction.
Yeah.
Sit there, talk, interact, have fun, laugh. It's great to record everything to have it for the future, but also sometimes live in the moment and forget to record it.
I love that. It's the best advice. Real people take priority.
Yeah.
And there's never enough dog pictures. Am I right?
I mean,
spam us with dog
pictures. Dog pictures are always acceptable. We're not going to shame you for those.
Never, ever, ever.
No. Thank you, Dimly Wit, for having us on their network, editing, producing. Alan, we love you. Thank you to all of our listeners. We also want to remind you that all of our sweatshirts go out with signed thank you notes from us. Just for being a baddie and supporting us. And we want you to send us pictures wearing your sweatshirt so we can post it on our page. So please, guys, send us and tag bad examples in it. Even me and Jess, Tracy DeMarco Epps and Jess Hottie, tag us, follow us. Guys, don't forget to subscribe. Send us to your friends. If there's an episode that one of your friends needs, it doesn't matter if it's from the past, from the future, send them the whole series. Send them the whole 15 episodes that we have coming. Hopefully a season 2 is on its way. Guys, keep up with us. We love you so much. And at the end of the day,
we're not bad example. How does it go?
Here we go.
I can't talk.
Oh my God! If we need somebody British on this show to teach Jessica.
We're not the worst examples,
but we're the best you've got.
We're the best you've got, mate. Cheerio.
Oh my God! Cheers, bitches.
Cheerio. Don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.